When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
DQ, Will, which path are you most likely to take? Psycho, socio, M, or Tella? I can answer for DQ. Psycho. Path.
You're empath.
There's no win there. I don't know.
36.6% of you say psychopath. DQ, is the best anti-theft system in a car a manual transmission? Your choice is yes, no, or what's a manual transmission?
Yes.
Yes.
95% of you say yes. DQ, have you ever been in a rush to get somewhere and you don't want to go?
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm going, but I'm rushing slowly, like not actually rushing.
Gotcha. 81.5% of you said yes. And DQ, which is the best way to predict the arrival of spring, the rat in Pennsylvania, Farmer's Almanac, or your allergies?
I like the, is he a gopher?
Yeah.
No, groundhog.
He's
like the groundhog.
Is what he is. He's a fraud.
I like him.
4.3% of you said the rat in Pennsylvania.
Allergies.
88.8% of you said your allergies. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Polls. They are brought to you by our very good friends at Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale, 479-225-8809 for all of your heat and air needs. And now, someone who I happened to bump into last week, Bobby Swafford, the Executive Assistant Director of the Arkansas Activities Association. Bobby, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. Basketball's here.
Yeah, so basketball's been here for a little bit. You looked relaxed last week. I was at the 6A tournament down in North Little Rock, but I know that you were in Northwest Arkansas over the weekend watching great basketball, high school basketball, and I've got some questions for you. Tell us a little bit about what that experience is like, because I looked at the map on where these tournaments, these regional tournaments, were being played. You were everywhere.
Yeah, I was in six places in 5 days. I made it happen. So I kind of crisscrossed the state. You know, from North Little Rock to Searcy down here in Central Arkansas, Mansfield and the Fort Smith River Valley, you know, Harrison in North Central Arkansas, Elkins, Farmington on the weekend. So we kind of touched it all, spread the state tournaments across the state. And I think that's why basketball's so big in Arkansas, is because we spread it out. And it's not just centrally located. We let the schools host their own state tournaments and people kind of flock to it. And if the ball's bouncing, the whistle's blowing, I'll show up.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun down in North Little Rock last week, and I got a chance to, you know, watch some of the other games from around the state. You've done sports for a long time. I mean, I believe that basketball in the state of Arkansas is as healthy as it's ever been.
No question. People want Arkansas to be a football state, but if you watch the attendance numbers, if you watch live stream numbers from basketball in our state, especially at the high school level, you'll understand that basketball is king. I think I've said it for a long time. Girls basketball in Arkansas is as good as it's ever been. I mean, this state produces 4 or 5, maybe even 6 quality Division I basketball players every year. And it's not just from your basketball factories, if you're North Little Rocks or your Fayettevilles or anywhere in between. There's really, really good girls basketball. Boys basketball, exceptional as well. I mean, talking, you know, Lane Taylor from Farmington, just the fourth player in state history to score more than 3,000 points in his career. And he's going to North Texas. How the schools in our state are letting him escape the borders, I'll never know. That's where he's going to go hoop it up in college.
Yeah, and, you know, I was watching Jocelyn Tate from North Little Rock last week. She's amazing. And, You know, I was texting with some folks during the games. The Farmington girls are the number one team in the state, and they're amazing to watch. Yeah. But I'm sitting there watching that North Little Rock Little Rock Central game, watching Conway. There is great girls basketball. We'll get to the boys in a second, but I mean, there's great girls basketball. To your point, all over the state of Arkansas.
There really is. I mean, Farmington's resume speaks for itself. I mean, I think they're rolling in at what, 35-1 to the finals. The one loss was to Duncanville, Texas, who, oh, by the way, just won the largest classification title in Texas. And that was only by 10 points. And so, I mean, you kind of, it tells you what they've got going on in Farmington, the program that Brad Johnson's built. Obviously, the proofs to Razorback last year, they got a future one probably on the roster this year. What they've been able to do, but I mean, girls basketball in our state, I mean, it's high level. I'm talking about Chloe Clardy from last year goes to Stanford and is excelling at a high level. You know, from Conway to North Little Rock, Portsmouth, Northside, Fayetteville, even Jonesboro traditionally. Nashville has been really, really good in years past. I mean, it really is. I mean, you talk about the guys' talent. I mean, there are probably 10 or 12 teams on the girls' side that can go out and compete for a 6A championship right now.
Yeah, there really are. Now, we're talking with Bobby Swafford, the Assistant Executive Director of the Arkansas Activities Association. And I got a chance this week to watch a guy in Ann Arbor Botang who is, depending on which site you subscribe to, 5-star, 4-star, he's a top 30 player nationally. And he is the number one player in the state. He's headed to Missouri next year. I know, Boo, he's heading to Missouri. But that's a guy that last year, it's kind of a one-trick pony. I mean, if he could overpower you, yeah, you were in trouble. But this year he's added the outside game. He can handle the ball. He can do a bunch of stuff. I know you got a chance to watch him the other night.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. He really reminded me of Darren Ford last year. So the way he played, you know, he was a guy that was just stronger physically, and he was going to get to the elbow, lower the shoulder, and try to get to the rim. And hey, you're exactly right. He's expanded the game. Obviously, got to give a lot of credit to his crew, his coach Brian Ross there at Little Rock Central. They know that you can't just be successful at the college level playing that kind of style. So you've got to round it out, be a well-rounded, be a shooter, which makes them respect that outside game, so it allows you a few more driving lanes. It's been really fun to watch his progression. I mean, obviously, the best player in the state. That's why he's playing for a state championship. That's why Little Rock Central's been one of the best teams all year. But obviously, they got a little competition. They got a team that beat them twice this year in Bryant coming up this weekend.
Bobby, it sounded like you were at a lot of games last week. You still got a couple left in the season now. But what was your favorite game that you watched last week? And who was one of your favorite players to watch last week as well?
Yeah, I mean, the best game of the weekend was by far Pine Bluff, Lake Hamilton in the semifinals in 5A. That game was played in Searcy. You're talking about two teams that hit threes at a buzzer, one to force overtime, one to force a second overtime, one for each side. I mean, Courtney Crutchfield, what he can do on the football field is pretty impressive. We know he's going to Missouri. Really, really good basketball player, too. Robinson from Lake Hamilton scores 49 points in that game. 85-82 is the final in double overtime. By far the best game I've seen in probably several years. A little disappointing that it wasn't on the biggest stage in the state championship, but at least it was in the semis.
You know, you talk about Crutchfield. I know somebody that was at that arena. He thinks Crutchfield may be a better basketball player than he is a football player.
I agree 100%. There's no question because he's got a well-rounded game. And I've seen him play. Obviously, he was the MVP of the championship game last year when Pine Bluff won it, and I got a chance to repeat. He is a smooth, polished player, can handle it, can get to the rim. He's got a nice mid-range. The three-point shot may not be there, but if Boateng's the number one player in the state, Crutchfield, honestly, is not far behind it because I think he really does have the entire spectrum of his game pretty well developed.
I caught some highlights of absolutely an impressive young man. Now, this week, you kind of transition a little bit. Everything heads down to Hot Springs. Great venue to watch. I got a chance last year to go down there and watch the state title games. Great venue down there in Hot Springs, and it's going to be another busy week for you. Tell us about kind of the schedule setup.
Yeah, so we got 12 games in 3 days. So all 12 championships, 6 on the boys' side, 6 on the girls' side, starts Thursday at noon. We got 3A, 4A coming up on Thursday here at Bank OZK Arena in Hot Springs. I'm already here setting up, getting everything ready to go. You got 5A and 6A coming up on Friday, and then we'll wrap it up with 1A and 2A on Saturday. I mean, there really is no better weekend in the state. You can watch it for free all weekend long. Arkansas PBS has been a partner with the AAA for the last few years to get our championships on television. I mean, our numbers are through the roof. We'll sell out a couple sessions. This place holds 6,500, and we'll have to turn people away, unfortunately, at the gate because we'll have some really, really big crowds. I'd expect a Benton Pine Bluff atmosphere Friday night. Of course, the primetime game at 7:45. This place is going to be a little nutty.
Yeah, you talk about, I was going to ask you about Benton. They've got Terrion Burgess, who's the number one player in the state in the junior class. I mean, that's a guy in a team that's really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're talking about two teams that were in the same conference. They duked it out all year. I mean, you know, range has got, you know, as far as length, but he can knock down a jumper for you as well. I mean, 6'9", 6'10", I believe they got him listed at. Really good player. They weren't really tested much on their half of the bracket. I mean, they kind of cruised through the state tournament. They'll beat Little Rock Parkview by 15-18. So it's going to be curious to see how Pine Bluff kind of handles that early blow. I mean, here to Benton, I mean, you guys have got Google Maps. I mean, it can't be more than 25, 30 miles. I mean, so it's going to be a really, really big Saline County crowd. Of course, Bryant's going to be playing on that same day. So it's going to be represented pretty well on Friday. But I think that if you had to circle a game right now, so before they tip it off, what's the best game of the weekend? I'm leaning towards that one.
Yeah, I spend a lot of my time in the 6A. I'm very curious about Little Rock Central and and Bryant, because Little Rock Central essentially escaped to their quarterfinal and their semifinal game. They went to overtime against Springdale, beat Harbor by 4, and they're not very deep. That's a team that goes maybe 6, maybe 7 deep against a Bryant team that goes a lot deeper than that, and they like to go up tempo.
Yeah, you know, Bryant didn't look very good in the quarters. I believe it was against Bentonville West. They snuck by, and all of a sudden they turned it on, and they beat North Little Rock by almost 20. And so you never know what you're going to get that Bryant team that's going to grind you out. They'd rather play to 40 than to 70. They want to slow the game down and maximize every possession. That game's going to be really fun. The one, though, that's not going to people aren't going to talk about, it's not going to be a flashy headline, and I'm going back through the years, and it's been a long time since this happened. I haven't had the exact year yet. We got two undefeated teams playing in the 2A Girls Championship. Mm-hmm. That rarely happens. You've got Mount Vernon and Nola that's won 47 straight games, defending state champion, 42-0 this year, taking on Mansfield, who's 32-0, who, oh, by the way, has won 5 consecutive volleyball championships. That could be really fun. I mean, you're talking 74-0 going off head-to-head against each other. That doesn't happen every day.
No, it definitely doesn't. I mean, I can hear the excitement in your voice. We're talking with Bobby Swafford from the Arkansas Activities Association. And for you, you know, you get through this week and, you know, you take like a day's vacation and it's right back at it.
Yeah. Baseball, softball, soccer finals are not too far away, unfortunately. We just kind of roll from one sport to the other. Luckily, I'm on the call for the 12 championship games this weekend.
Oh, you're getting to do them. Okay. Which games are you doing?
Yeah. So I'm doing both 4A games. I'm doing the 6A girls game. And then I am actually doing the 1A girls game.
Let me ask you about the 6A girls game. That game's going to be a war. Little Rock Central is they are physical, and Ashley Ashley Hutchcraft down at Conway, she likes to, I mean, trap press. If they can get to 150, they're going to try.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to watch some physical specimens play basketball, watch Little Rock Central's girls. They when they walk onto the floor, they look like an SEC program.
They do.
They're going to go 6'2", 6'3", across the board, can run, can shoot. They're really streaky, though. I mean, that's why they're the 4 seed. Coming out, but then all of a sudden, all they do is handle Fortsman Northside, who had won 20 straight games in this first round. Then they beat North Little Rock, a team that beat them in the regular season, to get to the championship game. So they go through a 1 and a 2 seed to get there. So playing another 1 seed is not going to be anything for them. And all you need to know about this rivalry between Conway and Little Rock Central, 2 years ago, Little Rock Central had lost to Conway twice in the regular season by a combined 98 points. You do the math, 40 and what is it, 48 points, beat them in the state tournament. I mean, that's how evenly matched these two teams are. Literally lose by 98 combined points in 2 games and turn around and beat them 2 weeks later. It's crazy to see how similar these two teams are.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching all the games. I love this time of year, and I've told you when I was down there, this is my favorite time of year, is the state tournament stuff, and I haven't had a chance to go to some of the other tournaments. But I've been at the 6A the last 10 years, and it's an amazing time, and you guys do an amazing job with it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling the games for Springdale Public Schools and supporting the student athletes. And I don't do this very often. I know nobody else in the country ever does it, but I have to give a little tip of the cap to your boy Ruskin as well. I did a great job calling the 4A state tournament.
I watched a couple of those when I had some time, and they had them on in the hospitality room. We were kind of flipping around watching some of that stuff. And he got great games, which is also, you know, part of Jimmy Dykes tells us all the time, you know, make sure the equipment works, give me a good game and the check cashes. And you had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, so I texted him this, and you can stop the recording so we can't go back and prove this. But I texted him after the Warren Subiaco game, and most people might not have been watching that. I texted him after, like, hey, man, that was a great call in the fourth quarter. I didn't watch the entire game, but the way he called the fourth quarter, I thought it was a phenomenal job. If he was prettier, we'd put him on TV. But, you know,
yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, he's a radio guy, and you know, he's a radio guy for a reason. You just can't have that sort of thing. But,
Bobby, I just want to ask you, last one here. I want to say, What game are you most forward to seeing? I know you're going to be down in Hot Springs. Which one are you most looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Politically correct answer, all 12. And if you're not here for all 12, I don't know what you're doing with yourself. No, but the 5A boys game is going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. The 6A boys game is a ton of fun. But, I mean, on the girls' side, I mean, so if I'm circling two, one of each 5A boys, give me Pine Bluff, Benton, and give me the 2A girls game with the two undefeated Mansfield and Mount Vernon and Ola.
And people forget, I mean, you were a high school athlete. I mean, this is in your blood. This is kind of your deal. I mean, you can hear it when you talk about it. This is, you know, true passion for you.
It is. You know, I covered local sports for, I guess, about 20 years between newspaper and television. But a lot of people don't know that my dad was a high school football coach. You know, first in Arkansas and then in Oklahoma, where I went to school and graduated from. So, like, local sports, to me, just kind of runs through the veins. I went to a small town, you know, graduated with 95. And the only thing you do on Tuesday and Friday night during the winter is you go to a basketball game. So, like, this stuff is important to me because it's important to towns, it's important to parents, it's important to grandparents. And a lot of times, the school is the lifeblood of the community. And so why not go out and support the next generation of the people who are going to be living in that town?
Love it, man. Hey, I appreciate you hopping on. Didn't mean to ambush you last week when I was like, hey, you want to do radio with me? But, man, good luck.
As you can tell, I can try. Yeah, as you can tell, I don't mind talking a little bit.
Good luck this weekend. Have great calls, and we'll catch up with you here in a little bit.
Appreciate you, guys.
All right, that's Bobby Swofford, the Assistant Executive Director of the Arkansas Activities Association. He's a great dude, one of my favorite people to talk to. And just in talking with him last week at these high school basketball tournaments, man, if you didn't get a chance to go out and watch at least some of the kids in this state play, you missed out. This is the future of – you love college athletics, you love future Razorbacks. There were a bunch of them going on last week.
Like you said, I think basketball, at least high school basketball in the state of Arkansas, is as good as it's ever been. I mean, the players – I mean, if you look at these games, these next coming days, these players are all high caliber D1 guys and girls. I mean, every one of these games has it probably at least one.
Yeah, there's a bunch of players. You mentioned Terrion Burgess out of Benton. A lot of people probably haven't seen him play. He's the number one player in the junior class. That's a dude, man. That's a guy who can flat go. To use coaching terms, I mean, that is a guy that can just flat go.
What is he? He's what, 6'7", 6'8"?
6'7", 6'8".
And he's long,
and he's
athletic.
A swing, and he doesn't have he hasn't chosen his college yet. I know Arkansas's in on him. It'll be interesting to see where he lands. And I mean, just up and down the state, there are quality players both sides. You know, I mentioned Jocelyn Tate down at North Little Rock last week. Got a chance to watch her. She's the best female player I've seen this year, in the six anyway. Just a terrific basketball player. And basketball, we talk about, you want Razorback basketball back where it's supposed to go. It's going to start in the capital city.
Yeah.
When Arkansas is good, Little Rock basketball is good. And they got a bunch of dudes down there, including folks like Jocelyn Tate and Boateng. Those are great building blocks. I know Boateng's going to Missouri, but Terrion Burgess and those guys, it's just absolutely amazing. Now, you... From what I know, when he was talking about Northside winning 20, now you're a Grizz.
I am.
You're a Northside Grizz.
I am.
Class of?
2023.
Golly. DQ? Elkins class of what, 20?
19.
Oh, my gosh. It's all right. It's fine. We'll get through it. You can call or text 866-285-4005. We got your NFL report coming up. Going to talk about Russell Wilson. Saquon Barkley's got an issue. And some other things that are going on. Also got some combine numbers for some Razorbacks that are up in Indianapolis doing that sort of thing. He is Will Whitson. I'm not calling you by your nickname. I don't like it. So we're going to stick with Will. DQ's here. DQ, do we have any scheduled stuff for you today? I can't remember.
Not today.
All right. So we'll pass on that.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Te presentamos a Laura. Laura tiene muchos roles en su familia.
Mamá, esposa, maestra.
Y para prepararse para todos esos roles, Laura va a su Walmart.
Chofer, nutricionista, especialista en logística.
Ahí consigue vitaminas y medicinas para toda la familia.
Enfermera, doctora, paramédico.
Y ya que está ahí, también compra todos los ingredientes para la cena.
Chef personal, pastelera, malabarista.
Walmart tiene medicinas para la salud y bienestar de toda tu familia a precios bajos.
Consentidora, consejera, actriz de voz.
Bienvenido contable. A tu tienda para todo. Bienvenido a tu Walmart.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Will Whitson here, got DQ, and my boy, Brett Good. How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Good to see you. Man, just living the dream. Now, I'll ask you, because you would have had the opportunity, $600 plus a copy of NCAA 25. You're opting in, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This is a no-brainer. This is absolutely a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
If you're opting out, you're just trying to make one of those statements.
Yeah, just get in. There's going to be so many people that get on top of this.
Oh, gosh. 10,000 guys have opted in. One guy opted out. Makes absolutely no sense to me. I've waited a long time to do this. I'm standing in the presence of two Northside Grizzlies.
Yeah.
A quarter century apart.
Go Bears. It's the only time I say Go Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Grizz. Go something like that. Yeah. But you guys are 25 years apart, Brett. How's that make you feel? Does that make you feel old?
It's awesome. Hey, family lineage there. My brother still teaches there. Dean of students down there. My grandmother was dean of girls a long time ago. So there's a lot of history that we have.
Yeah, a lot of history. A lot's changed since then.
It's changed a lot.
It's nice. It's nice in there now.
Yeah, it is. The new arena's great. They're making upgrades to the football field. It's really nice over there.
That's why when we were there, it's just tougher kids.
Yeah.
You had to deal with everything.
Well, Brett's here. Will's here. We're going to talk about some stuff going on. We're going to talk about some NFL stuff. What is this time of year like for NFL players when guys are getting tagged? I mean, are you happy to get tagged or not?
Most guys are not.
Why? Because you're getting an average of the top five salaries at your position.
Correct. But you're going to get more money if you get a multi-year deal, and that multi-year deal brings more signing bonus. So they want more guarantees.
Okay. All
right. Guys, like, you know.
How many times can you get tagged?
Twice.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Kirk D. Cousins can't get tagged again.
He's done.
He's done.
Even with a new team, he can't get tagged.
Correct.
It's
career.
Huh. Saquon Barkley is out of New York, I would assume. He's probably going to be moving on. He's not going to get tagged. And what about this Russell Wilson thing?
Oh, no.
$85 million, which is combined more than the top two in dead money. Now, you say $85 million. Russ didn't get $85 million. He got $39, which is still good money. But $85 million cap hit to the Denver Broncos just to send him off and packing.
It's unbelievable. And I know the Saints did this a couple years ago. The way that they can do the salary cap, they did Taysom Hill. It was like $100 million, but he was only getting 30. And, you know, I say only 30. 30 is a lot of money. But it just shows the divide. You know, that was everything going on there. And it just – that relationship was just strange.
Yeah, and I mean, you've obviously played with guys that were a little different, guys that maybe didn't gel in the locker room and things like that. Is there a sense, you know, when you're in that spot where it's like, this guy needs to go?
I think when you started doing the let's let Russ cook.
Oh,
you know, a lot of
Broncos
guys,
country.
Want, yeah,
let's ride.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they guys want to go under the radar for the most part. Like, you still want to do your social media and the things that you do commercial wise, appearances or things of that nature. But when you bring unwanted attention, you know, that's not always good.
No. I mean, he's a quarterback who has his own office, mm-hmm. has his own staff, has his own film sessions. He's not even in film sessions with the players.
Right.
I mean, those are DQ. Are those beige, green, or red flags?
Red.
Thank you. Red flags.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it. You think of back in the day, rumors of Favre when he left Green Bay, he showered in a different locker room. And, you know, you can go down the list. They always had things that they said about Tom Brady and other quarterbacks. And it's, you know, Russ is not at that level.
No, not anymore.
But he wasn't. I mean, Seattle got rid of him. I mean, they didn't, like, it wasn't just
they didn't put up much
deal.
Of a fight. They and were just like, you know,
done.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
You can head on out.
And what happened to Seattle? They were still good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they just said, okay, we'll do it our way. So some guys can't do that.
Well, Whitson's here. Brett's here. Ruskin's out. He's going wine tasting or something like that. What did he mention what they're trying?
He hasn't told us their signature drinks.
You feel like we're getting cut out of this?
Well, I'm not in it, so...
Yeah, I guess
I'm just
true.
Going to enjoy the wedding. I don't have to do anything.
Yet.
No.
That's a good point. That's a fair point. Well, have you been in weddings yet?
I've been to weddings, not been in weddings, thankfully. But it's getting to that point where a lot of the people that I know are getting older and they're getting married. And so I figure that time's coming. And like with my family, like I know like my family, my cousins are, and all of them, they're getting close to getting married too. So it's a guarantee here in the next couple of years.
Brett can attest to this. Something happens to you when you get married, and it's I'm not sure what happens, but it Google Brett Good wedding and look at the hair my man is sporting.
It was great.
Brett's very clean cut now. He got the polos, the mosquito squad shirt on, got his name tag on. I love this.
Real estate, dip today.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's very, very, you know, looks like he went to Harvard. And then you're going to look at this picture in this mullet.
It was great. Still in style. People are bringing them back.
You can bring them back.
Yeah.
You can bring them back.
Okay, listen. I'm a little older than both of you. I was around the first time the mullets came around. Mm-hmm. No, sir. Looking back on it, there are kids today that are going to have their senior pictures with these things. Now, we went the Bosworth mullet, which had the colored stripes in it. You know, we were party in the front, you know, business in the back or vice versa, depending on what you were doing. But you didn't perm it ever.
I didn't perm it.
Oh, no. You didn't perm it.
No.
But
I didn't need to. There's one photo out there of me with that hair and a really long goatee.
I'm looking at a picture here with a nice little trim beard.
Yep.
Got the long hair, little curls in the back.
Yeah.
That's nice. You could bring that back.
I should.
It's still in style.
The problem with that is it takes too long.
Yeah.
I would be fine with the back. It's the top.
See, but here's the thing. Is when you're playing, it's a locker room thing.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, your wife's not going to say anything, but you know, you're working with her now.
Yeah.
She can't have you out there running around with a mullet.
No, playing, you just put a helmet on.
Right.
You get out of a workout, out of a shower, you put a hat on. Because you can wear your hats in meetings. It doesn't matter.
Now, you walk into a meeting now, you got the mullet going. People are going to be like, I don't think
How old are you?
I am 39.
39. Okay, listen. I just cut my hair. I had my hair to like right here. There's not that much of an age difference between me and you. You could still, if you can still grow it out this way right here that I'm looking at, you're still in style.
Well, get out.
I definitely can still grow it.
Hey, at least you got it. That's the key to the whole program. Abner wants to know, DQ, will Ruskin be back tomorrow or will he be taking a hangover day?
I don't know. He doesn't drink that much.
No,
so
he doesn't.
It might be a hangover day.
BE wants to know if there will be Skittles and Zima served at his wedding. You're not.
What does this mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Are you serious?
Oh, Zima was
what is Zima?
Zima, best way to describe Zima was alcoholic 7-Up, and you put Skittles in it.
Skittles?
Yeah.
You could also take Skittles and infuse vodka.
Look, the 90s were a complicated time, and we may have ruined some things. We probably put those poor people out of business. I think they're actually still making Zima, if I'm not mistaken. Just Google it. It's Z-I-M-A.
It's an alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't drink, but that kind of sounds like... It just sounds illegal.
Well, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Now, Graham is saying that Graham and Prairie Grove says he put Jolly Ranchers in there. You put some sort of sweet candy in
that
there.
That makes my head hurt thinking about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sugar. A
lot of sugar, a lot of other stuff. It's not a mom water. Are you familiar with mom waters? Brother, listen.
Is that the Stanley Cup or is that something else?
No. It's an actual thing. And if the mom waters come out, start walking the other way. This is what I was telling you about. You don't want any part of the mom waters. They will they will absolutely mess you up.
Wow.
BE says Will's going to fit in great with our show. He said, "Look at me." Hey, you know what you after about an hour, we turn the goldfish loose. Random guy out of the 501
another
says,
goldfish.
Yeah,
reference.
Yeah, we like goldfish. Random guy says Jolly Ranchers excellent with Zima. And let's see here. Abner is claiming that the Hit That Line app gets glitchy when the baseball game's on. You know, it's one of the greater conspiracies. Now you're from the Fort Smith area.
I am.
You've got contacts in Fort Smith. Will you please help DQ understand what all the lights in the sky were?
Last night?
No, they had this. I thought I heard the government told me that it was a substation that blew up.
Yeah, that's what they want you to believe.
Are you one of those?
Yeah.
You're like Skinwalker Ranch type.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on that we don't know what's happening, especially lately. Mm. I mean, Facebook, Instagram was down today. Did you know that?
Did you survive?
AT&T.
First of all, they said that.
And it's election day.
Oh, and, yes, there you go.
Hey, notice how it's all in the last week.
DQ and you're
not going to like what's going to happen in November.
What's going to happen
probably
in November?
We're done.
No.
We're pulling the plug on it. 866-285-4005 is the McLarty Daniel hotline. DQ claims that you and her are more alike than probably you want to admit.
No, I think so. I mean, the birds, we both agree that they go up and charge.
You agree with that, too?
Yeah.
I'm new to this, so I'm trying to.
Look, today there's no birds out there. Where are they at? where did they go to? On a beautiful day like today, where did they go? Good point.
I don't know, but.
That satellite or whatever that flared last night.
They just all got like
UFO
abducted.
Came out. It's changeover. Upgrade.
Olivia, come get him.
Well, now I don't believe in aliens.
Software update.
I don't believe in aliens.
See, we're not alike.
She could probably be swayed on the alien thing.
No.
No, okay.
Don't know. I've thought a lot about the aliens.
Did you ever see the deal that they had down in Miami?
I saw that. That looked fake.
Well, I know, but there's a lot of cops there and there's no story of it. There's no phone. You think of everything else. You go to Twitter or whatever. You see somebody recording something. You see nothing from the Miami Mall that night. Same.
I'm sitting here pondering life. I've been up here for an hour.
Man, you don't want this show rattling around in your head. We're going to talk about Will ruining the show later on because he's put cameras in here. Apparently, this is going to go. What day? Now, when will this be operational? Not to use a conspiracy word.
From what I've been told, Friday.
Monday.
Is what I believe. Yeah, Monday.
We're doing it Monday.
Monday is our fifth anniversary.
Okay.
So
let's start that fifth year.
Which Ty didn't believe this morning.
I don't know why.
Because he's an idiot.
Well, I'm not going to say that. But he really did not believe that y'all started the show in 2019, which is when you started the show.
2019 doesn't feel like 5 years ago.
Which was 5 years ago.
I know.
That doesn't.
But it was 2019 when we started this thing, March the 11th. We had this long countdown through February. I remember it very well. This was the room that we're sitting in was a waiting room. Were you here before?
No, I was here like March 9th of 2020.
Okay, yeah. So we had already moved in. We were across the hall in a studio over there, and this was a waiting room. And they built the wall and the whole thing. And yeah, we've been here 5 years.
So your second year was the COVID.
Yes. There is not a show in this industry built better for the pandemic than this one. Yeah.
My second day was the
COVID.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. There's probably no coincidence there.
My second day.
For second day.
We got
definitely
pulled
no
out
coincidence.
Of school at
definitely
the U of
not.
A.
We were having all kinds of meetings about what we were going to do. And Derek and I looked at each other and went, let's do what we normally do. We'll be fine. We went. The biggest discovery we made during all of that in our second year was marble racing. Oh, we got neck deep in marble racing.
Nice.
Yeah, we got into Ukrainian table tennis.
So you had your own marbles?
No, well, no, we would
like
watch
bowling balls. That's
no, there was a guy on YouTube that was doing like marble racing live, and he had all these different tracks. You could bet on the marbles.
Oh, I was going to ask, were you betting?
And of then, course, yeah. Of course. We picked up Ukrainian table tennis. We did a lot of things. We got into there was a Belgian. I think it was It was Belgian B League football.
Korean baseball.
We got into the KBO.
That only aired at
4 in the
3
morning.
3 a.m.
Yeah, 3, 4 in the morning. Wow. We got into the KBO. We got into all kinds of things. We were built for this. We did a who did you want to quarantine with bracket.
Nice.
We were good. Everybody else was freaking out about what they were going to do. You know, let's do this. Derek and I were like, we got this. No problem.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was when sports came back. We were like, come on. Yeah. Really?
Oh, now man. We got to talk about sports.
Yeah,
again.
Really. Like when August came around, they talked about playing the football season. We're like, man, really? We're having a good time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Te presentamos a Laura. Laura tiene muchos roles en su familia.
Mamá, esposa, maestra.
Y para prepararse para todos esos roles, Laura va a su Walmart.
Chofer nutricionista especialista en
logística. Ahí consigue vitaminas y medicinas para toda la familia.
Enfermera, doctora, paramédico.
Y ya que está ahí, también compra todos los ingredientes para la cena.
Chef personal, pastelera, malabarista.
Walmart tiene medicinas para la salud y bienestar de toda tu familia a precios bajos.
Consentidora, consejera, actriz de voz.
Bienvenido contable. A tu tienda para todo. Bienvenido a tu Walmart.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Now, when you were apartment living in Green Bay, how often did you check your mail?
Well, so I lived at a semi-nursing home, and I played cards with them.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
It was card day, and we made fresh donuts. So I checked my mail probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Back up. You lived at a nursing home?
Semi-retirement. There was a lot of people there that were retired, but it wasn't fully retired. So... I even had one of those.
As an active member of the Green Bay Packers.
One lady that was the sweetest little lady that ended up becoming like friends with her, and she ended up cleaning my place for free. It's great.
You seem embarrassed.
No, she slept on her couch. She did. She wanted to do it. Uh-huh. Like, okay.
Was this like an assisted living?
No.
Or is this a retirement home?
Semi. Like,
so these people took care of themselves.
Yeah, they took care of themselves. Okay. Like, we made fresh donuts on Tuesday and played cards. That's where I learned to play Sheep's Head. Ever heard of that game?
No.
Yeah, you should look it up. It's a fun game.
Sheep's Head.
Yeah.
And you made donuts.
Yeah, fresh donuts.
On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays. We played for like dimes and nickels.
All right, it's time to name drop. What other Packers were living in this semi-retirement home?
Nobody.
Just you.
Just me.
How did you get into this, though?
Yeah, there's another great question.
It was fine. When I got to Green Bay, I came after the end of the preseason in 2008, signed with Green Bay on a Saturday or Sunday. The following Monday was Monday Night Football. So that was my first week. So I had 2 weeks to find a place. So I looked, just got online and Googled and found a place. I was like, oh, this looks nice. And I just called them and said, I'll take it. And then I went and bought some clothes. Put in there, and I just started going around shopping for furniture and whatever they could deliver within a week. I bought because I was tired of the hotel.
A couple of questions coming in. Texter of the 479 wants to know if you had any wild parties in the semi-retirement home.
I did get told that it needs to quiet down a little bit, but it was the backyard. I was up on the top deck, you know, everything because of the snow and everything. You pull into the garage underneath it, you walk upstairs, and it had a little balcony, and we'd go sit on the balcony. But behind me was just a bunch of deer and turkeys all in the field all the time. So it's kind of peaceful.
Did they know who you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
After
so
a little bit.
They knew what you did.
Yeah.
Were you the youngest guy there?
Everybody, I would have been 23, probably close. Yeah.
Oh my. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, everybody, every fan, you know, Buffalo did the same thing. There's been reports of that before. Smaller cities, they know where guys live, but they leave you alone. Go to the grocery store, say hi, good luck. If you're smiling after a loss, like, why aren't you studying?
Do you ever have somebody come up to you after a loss and pissed off?
Yeah. Having a cocktail, and they're like, what are you doing? You should be like, we lost.
Yeah.
Let me get over it, and then I'll be back.
I hit all my snaps, man. Yeah. I'm good.
I'll be back. Just need a minute.
Huh. You ever have, like, I mean, obviously, went out with Aaron every now and then. I mean, do you ever have folks come up to you when you're just trying to eat dinner, and it just gets to a point where you're like, eh. Enough.
The managers are really protective of that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because if you go to, well, there's not. I mean, the restaurants, everybody knew where they were. They were all the really good restaurants. There's a good 10 that were great restaurants that you would go to, and the managers were, and then everybody in the city knew where they were. I mean, it wasn't like a secret, but they wanted the people to have privacy there. And so we had a lot of fun and didn't get caught doing a whole lot.
Abner wants to know if they went, new log snappers in town. Just put him in the nursing home. He'll be fine.
Yeah. He'll be fine. Keep him out of trouble.
Now, do you have, I'm just curious, was this like apartment living, condo living, house living?
Apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a little complex in Bellevue.
So, this lady that cleaned your house. Mm-hmm. How old are we talking here, Brett?
Oh, she was probably close to 70, 75.
Uh huh.
She'd been retired for years and she was bored.
Big Packer fan?
Oh, everybody.
All right. She wear Cheesehead.
Oh yeah.
Do you have one of those?
But she was a huge Packer fan, but she didn't ever go to games. You know, there's a bunch of people in the city that don't go to games because it's always been expensive for certain people to, you know, that's why 80% of NFL fans don't attend an actual game.
Do you have one of those cheese wedges?
No.
No?
No. I've taken photos of them and signed them. No.
Yeah.
But you know they have like a cheese butt and a cheese bra though. Did you know that?
Go on. They have my attention.
They sell that. In a
cheese butt and a cheese bra.
Yeah. It's a bra. It looks like cheese.
DQ, your thoughts.
This is interesting.
Yeah. Now, DQ hates the hog hat. Do you like the cheese bra butt idea better?
Yeah, because I think I like the cheese hat more. It looks more comfortable to wear.
It is. It's foam.
It's foam. See, the hog hat is hard plastic.
Think about that. You're up there drinking in Wisconsin at a game. It's foam hard hat on. You fall over. You get soft cushioning.
How did you get married? How did this happen?
I look good. Did you see that hair?
Hey.
How did this happen?
I mean, we can go back to that. It's there, man. It's there.
I always tell her I've never taken a bad photo.
Did she argue with you? She should.
Yeah. She can't say anything.
No. And she let you go with the hair and all that? She was cool with that?
Yeah. And it was in Arkansas. What was it? Like Arkansas Bride or something?
The
magazine?
Yeah.
It was published. His wedding was published.
Yeah, that's what I saw whenever I looked it up. Yeah,
I didn't realize I was like in the company of royalty.
It was a famous wedding.
It was fun.
When you write in your autobiography, like Super Bowl champion, published security?
Yeah. Because I had Aaron in there and some other people, so I didn't want people to come take photos. Just, hey, come relax.
Wow.
At the party slash wedding.
He got married on the bye week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the bye week.
Wait, how
long? That's a move, though.
Was it like 20 days?
26 days.
You are a riddle wrapped in a mystery.
It's fun.
Yeah. I appreciate you swinging by. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Thanks. Brett Good.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Let's bring in Clay Henry. Clay, good afternoon. Happy Tuesday. How have you been?
I'm doing great. Great.
Now, I'm assuming
the storms just went right around us.
Did they? Okay. I'm assuming you know Will. Will is sitting in for Ruskin today, who's taking the day off.
Well, I mean, I hope that we can do this more often because, I mean, we need to have Derek take days off.
It has been a pleasant experience. Will's been great just kind of hanging out with us. Will was setting up, Clay, you've been doing this a long, long time. Will came in and set up the cameras. We're going to live stream this thing. Good or bad idea in your opinion?
Oh, I don't think anybody really cares about that. I think it's a waste of time. But that's okay. You know, you got the technology. You got to try it. But I think you're going to find out it's not that really big a deal.
It's us. Something bad's going to happen. You know something bad's going to happen. It's going to be a facial expression. It's going to be something.
You got to, man, you're used to being able to scratch,
right.
Pick.
Exactly.
You know, and get a chunk of earwax out and look at it.
Out there digging and scratching. With it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're just going to do stuff that you're just, it's not like you're, you know, your own sports center. You're an anchor, what about makeup? Have you got somebody that comes in and does the makeup and stuff?
DQ, I'm going to put you on that. That's more, you're probably better equipped than any of us.
What about lighting?
Now we do, the studio is equipped with television lighting. So we're okay there.
What a waste of money.
Yes, totally agree. I couldn't agree with you more, but if we're going to do it, we've got to do it.
I know, but I mean, I just think it's the Tommy may, he may wine and dine me and try to talk me into, you know, I've got a study where I, you know, where I do a lot of my writing, and I've got webcams down there. I can do like, you know, podcast, you know, video podcast for Hogs Plus, but we're not going to tell him we have that.
Okay. That's a solid plan. Solid plan.
I have lighting down there, everything.
Clay Henry is with us. We're going to, as Ty would say, dove into a couple of different things. But I know that I want to talk to you about something I know dear and dear to your heart.
You mentioned Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about him?
I don't see why not.
So I was listening last week, and he just said some stuff that just kind of blew my mind that he would say it.
Yeah.
So he was talking about putting his taxes away or something, and he said he put them in a vanilla folder. A vanilla.
I was in studio.
That's not a chocolate.
No.
That's not a chocolate. That's a vanilla.
Okay.
They're manila folders. And then there's the famous time when he said, you know, he really liked the job because it had French benefits.
Oh, no.
You get to go to games. French benefits.
Those are fringe benefits, correct?
Well, I think there might be a country. He might be getting to travel some places we don't know.
Yeah, well, you're in
French
there.
French benefits.
You're in there in the morning.
I'm in there a lot.
What happened?
You know, sometimes there's a little phrase called a brain fart.
Uh-huh. But if you if that happens over and over again.
You have to have a brain to have a brain fart.
Yeah, I mean, if it continues to happen, it's not a happy accident.
But, like, Tommy caught it, didn't he?
I mean, yeah, he caught it. If you think about it, though, you can see, like, how he could get that. You know, I mean, it's the color of vanilla.
It's a vanilla folder.
You know, but I just started busting out laughing when he said it. But
you did? You did?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And he didn't have any idea, right?
Well, I did, and Tommy started laughing too, and he was over here trying to figure out what was going on.
What did I do? He knew he did something.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
We had to touch on that. You knew I was going there.
Maybe my senses are more heightened to it now because we record everything, but it seems to be happening more and more often.
Yeah.
That we're getting more and more of these. And, I mean, it's great for me because I can just
turn. Y'all are saving them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all are putting them in a folder.
Yep.
And you can just run, like, 15 minutes of them sometime.
You know, Clay, did you ever do this when your daughter was younger? You take some of her toys, you put them in a box, you put them in a closet somewhere, and then you pull them out, like, 8 months later, and it's like getting brand new toys. I've got enough.
We have two daughters, yeah.
But I mean, you do the toy rotation thing?
Yeah, we, you know, like, take away the Barbie dolls, and all once there they are. Oh, get new Barbie dolls.
Exactly. So I do this with tie clips now. I have enough where I can rotate them and pull out like 20 or 30 of them, and I've got new stuff like every other month. It's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought that some of this stuff he was trying to be clever and, you know, just kind of dump on these if we caught it. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. That's... He gave me one last week that is an all-timer, or I guess it'd be 2 weeks ago, and that one will live in infamy.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's my favorite one. Play it all the time. That one will. I mean, Dovin was kind of the first time I remember doing it because that was in a commercial, but since then it has just been. He's the gift that keeps on giving. I love the guy. I absolutely love him for it.
You know, he has his strengths. He really does. Bless his heart. I mean, he is a hard worker. He does a lot of things behind the scenes. You know, there's all kinds of things that he provides value. And then there's this that just gives us joy.
Now, Clay, I mean, now it's never great if you were in a glass house to throw stones, right?
I go commando a lot. So. Yeah. But I mean,
that's the truth.
Take it and choke on it. Yeah. You got some for me.
I got them for everybody. And Will today, you know, we'll go back through this later on. We'll cut up a few of these. And next time Will's here, DQ right now is the one that we're absolutely skewering.
I don't have a single subscription in my name.
So do you have, okay, you like your sister has a streaming thing and you get the extra one you can use?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, basically.
I knew that was the way you were doing
something along those lines.
So there's a description for that. I think it's called Freeloader. But you are young enough that that's allowed.
Right.
I agree.
Yep.
Right.
Clay, if you're in
you've
here.
Got, I think you've got four more weeks.
Oh.
4 more weeks and then it's over.
Clay, if you were in here, you could see what Zach just showed me. DQ uses Zach's YouTube TV subscription.
Yep.
And is on here on this TV.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, they add up. They add up.
They do.
I would be spending like $200 a month.
Yeah, you do.
But I wouldn't.
Oh, I'm spending more than that.
I don't have to
so,
do that.
I mean, I get it. I get it. Yep.
This is shame.
All right, Clay. So let's... Let's move away from DQ because I'm getting the look. And see, this is what I think everybody's going to get to see when the cameras finally, we turn these things on. That look that DQ will shoot us when she's mad.
Two hands on hips and stands up.
No. It's you know when your mom was just, she wasn't mad at you. She just disappointed.
Well, I usually just got the backhand for that.
Yeah, I got an uppercut. Same sort of deal. It's along those lines. But I know. You know, you and I had talked yesterday, and I know you want to talk about Chris Mortensen because he was near and dear to your heart. We lost Chris over the weekend. I had a couple of interactions with Chris. Did not know him very well at all, but you did.
Yeah, I mean, so when he got to town, you know, he came because Alex, you know, signed with the Razorbacks. Was one of the quarterbacks. And, you know, he and Mickey, they just, you know, we'll just move to Northwest Arkansas. And then they loved it and never have left. Lived in Bella Vista for a while, but he would come to practices, and practices were open. But it's really, if you are a personality, you know, covering NFL football like Chris was, it wouldn't really, you know, do any good for him to be out there at practice and everybody's around him. And, you know, Alex is looking over there and the whole team's looking over there. There's Chris Mortensen. So, you know, the practice field used to be just south of the stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And they had built, you know, three levels up in the south end zone. You can go up there and sit in the back of the lounge, you know, on the third floor, and you're looking right down, you know, through the glass on to the practice field, and nobody can see you. And that's where Coach Burrell's watch practice. And Houston just suggested, well, that's where Chris ought to watch practice too. And next thing I know, they're like, Clay, watch practice with us. And so for several years, I'd go up there and sit and watch practice. Well, that was just unbelievable, just to listen to those two talk. Because they would get into the details of ball, mm-hmm. you know, football. Just it was pretty cool. So I got to know him, and pretty soon after he got here, I said, "Hey, Chris, I can give you a subscription to Hogs Illustrated." He goes, "Oh, I had one the day that that Alex made his first visit." And I said, "Well, I'll comp you." And he goes, "No, you won't. I'll just sign up for another one with an email you don't know, because I'm not going to let you do that." But we just developed a nice friendship, and through the years, man, he would send me the nicest text. You know, I'd write a story about fly fishing, and I'd get a text from him. And he goes, "You know, I could care less about fly fishing, but I really enjoyed that." So, I mean, I melted pretty quick, you know. But he just was, you know, we would run in each other around town. Might be at a Mexican restaurant, and the next thing you know, we've been there for 2.5 hours or something, and it is just, we had lunches. And then pretty soon after he got here, he just fell in love with Arkansas baseball. It's about the same time that Van Horn got here, you know, 04, 05, you know, in there. And, you know, he was a baseball player at heart, you know, grew up playing baseball. And then he had the Dodgers beat for the Daily Breeze. That was his first newspaper that he worked at in California. It was really cool. He told me that, he broke the strike season. Mm-hmm. He broke that it was going to be a strike and won awards for that. Well, the LA Times was just sick of him. I mean, he's just kicking their butt daily, you know, on the Dodgers beat at the Daily Breeze. You know, it's like LA Times is not supposed to get beat.
No, ever.
By that paper. And so the publisher of the L.A. Times knew the publisher of the Atlanta Constitution. And he talked them into hiring Mort away so that they wouldn't get beat anymore. He's like, this is what he's making. You can get him. I mean, he said that was a true story.
But you know what's unique about him, and you talk about him, you know, just watching practice. He loved – it wasn't just professional football. It wasn't just college football. I ran into him at a high school practice.
He loved ball.
He just loved the game, and he loved talking the game with people who knew the game, which I always found interesting, coaches in particular, just sitting there and talking not X's and O's but strategies and thought processes. That sort of thing was, I'm guessing, very fascinating to him.
They love Northwest Arkansas. And you've heard so many people through the years, you know, they're Walmart vendors and they get assigned to Northwest Arkansas and they're, you know, it's going to be 2 years. You know, they're going to be punished. They're sent to, you know, Northwest Arkansas from Cincinnati or L.A. And they get here and they never leave. I mean, there's literally thousands and thousands of like that families that we're not leaving. This is too good to be true. And that's the way he and Mickey were. They loved Cross Church. You know, they were, he was really close to Pastor Ronnie Floyd. I talked to him yesterday about Chris. But, you know, he says he was the lucky one to be here. We were. You know, your interaction, didn't you feel like that was really a cool moment when you got to talk to him and the way he made you feel?
It's... The only way I can compare it, or the only comparison I have, is like when you're just sitting, I got a great piece of advice from somebody one time. When you're in a group with somebody who's really good at what they do and really, really smart, shut up and just listen and take it in. And the two interactions I had with him, one was at a high school football practice, and I was standing there with a college coach, him, and then the high school coach. And that's just one of those things, you just sit there and you listen.
Soak it in.
You just take everything they say, file it away.
Yeah. He helped me on stories, I mean, the breaking stories. I mean, I think he's probably plugged in with, Board of Trustees members here. I mean, he had friends, and he just kept making them. His network was tens of thousands. I look at my phone one time, and it's like counting how many are, contacts. I mean, he probably has to have cloud space, or he did. It was just incredible. But it's so cool to be around him. And he might call you, and he never ended the conversations. Mm-hmm. Never. I mean, it was, Chris, I got to go. And then it'd be two or three more things. And then you felt bad. You're keeping him on the phone line. But he enjoyed, being around and talking to people.
And the other thing, from a professional standpoint, he sort of invented a genre or a job that behind the scenes, that front office reporter that didn't exist prior to him jumping into that role. I guess it would have been in the mid to late 90s.
Well, this is what he told me that was unique, is he was a newspaper guy and became a TV guy. Mm-hmm. And there was more of that afterwards, that ESPN and Fox and others are like, wait a minute, there's some really talented writers. Well, they can talk too.
Yeah.
but yeah, it was really, really fun to be around him. And he did some things for me that I just couldn't believe sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was going to Maui for Gene Ann and I did not have a honeymoon. And when we hit 25 years, then, I took her to Maui, and he found out about it. And, I had a letter waiting for me from the general manager of the Ritz-Carlton, who ran the plantation course, at Kapalua. And I just showed up, and they put me on every day.
Wow.
And he did that.
That's amazing.
And the guy says, well, you're Mort's friend. You're my friend. Just, cool stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody has that. Everybody, if you looked at all the things that were on social media, everybody has that kind of a story. I mean, it just seems like I can't.
Absolutely.
I can't say I knew him well. Like I said, met him twice. And it was just very, very pleasant to be around. A very knowledgeable guy, seemed to get along with everyone. And, from the professional standpoint, that's a hole in the profession that's gone.
He looked at the people that were covering the Razorbacks as his peers and colleagues, and he treated us as such when he would be around. But he was a fan of Dave Van Horn's in Razorback baseball, and he managed in the spring to see an awful lot of baseball games. And we took care of him in the Hogs Illustrated box. I think he sat in the Lindsay box a lot too. And when he was entering the stadium, he'd take five steps and somebody would recognize him and they'd say hi and he'd stop and talk to him. I mean, it was, he really liked being here and liked being around Razorback fans. And he wore Razorback gear to baseball games. He really did.
It's amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. Certainly a hole in the profession. And he's, from a journalism standpoint, I'm a bit of a journalism nerd. He's old school.
Started out covering high school football. Mm-hmm. Is what he did. That's after he got back from Vietnam.
But the way he went about it, we were talking about this yesterday, but I mean, all the trust that he had to have built up with some of those GMs to learn the things that he did and to release them in a timely fashion and beat people to it. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, in a business where nobody trusts anybody, he had a lot of trust.
We talked about that. And part of it was, and I tried to learn from, I try to learn something from everybody. But I tried to learn that you do that with how you conduct yourself in interviews, one-on-one interviews. When you meet Peyton Manning, and he's like Peyton Manning, like he is to, but he's like that to everybody. And they're like, oh yeah, I've told him stuff and he didn't write it. And you find out, you know, who you can trust, who can mm-hmm. you can say, well, this is off the record. Well, then when you can get stuff off the record, you play it and play it and play it until you, you know, you get the whole picture eventually. And it's and it just kind of goes in a big old circle. And everybody knows they can trust you. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, don't, and he told me this, don't ever be wrong. Don't ever report something. And so there were a lot of times I didn't report something because I didn't really, I wasn't sure. I mean, I might have two sources, which is the golden rule. And I was like, well, I got to get another source. I mean, I don't want to be wrong on this. And he told me one time, he said, that's how you do mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, well,
you're never wrong.
Well, you know this. I mean, the rush, the journalism now is a rush to be first, not right. And he was, you know, he was old school.
I can tell you people in our market that have been wrong so much that you can't believe anything.
Right.
Well, that's the killer.
Yeah. And he was, you know, he's from a different generation of journalism where you go and you get the, you get the sources.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I believe in being right, not first.
So one of the things that I did, and he saw me do this, but I learned this from Bill Connor. So you go to the dressing room, you know, you do the interviews with the coaches, and on road games, there's a bus out there outside, you know, the back of the stadium. The players and the coaches eventually, you know, they mill around, you know, family and girlfriends, and they get on the bus. He's like, Bill Connors and Chris Mortensen both told me, you can get on the bus. I said, what do you mean? He said, just step on the bus. The coaches are sitting in the front rows. And I started doing that. Well, I mean, eventually that went away. But, you know, for a long – and he's like – he says, they're glad to see you. They want to tell you what happened. They don't want to hide it. Most coaches, mm-hmm. let's put it that way. That's how he got his stuff.
Yeah.
He told me, he says, you ever get on the bus, you know, when they're in a road game? I said, yeah, I have. And he says, man, you get great stuff on the bus. You know, that's how I found out about Code Red.
We're talking with Clay Henry, remembering Chris Mortensen, and you know,
a legend.
Absolutely. I mean, without question. I mean, the word applies. You know, we throw around great and legendary, you know, a lot now when it's not warranted. But in that particular case with Chris Mortensen, it's absolutely absolutely deserved, and certainly a terrific career.
Yeah, when you start hearing those guys that really work it hard at ESPN, like Chris Lowe or Adam Schefter or any of those people. That's hey, I got one funny story. Mm-hmm. He's in our box, our Hogs Illustrated box, and my daughter's there, and he says, I'm gonna go sit there and just tell Sarah to sit right beside me. There's somebody here I don't want to sit by me. And I was like, well, what, Chris? And it was somebody that was a guest of one of our, you know, we don't own all the seats in that box. You know, some of our advertisers mm-hmm. do. And there was somebody that was there. And I said, what happened, Chris? And he said, well, and he told it to Sarah too. He says, I got on a plane at XNA flying to Boston, and this guy's, you know, standing right beside me. And he goes, hey, you work at ESPN. He goes, yep. But he didn't say his name. He, a little bit, they took a few more steps, and he's like, I've always wanted to meet you. You're Mel Kiper. And he goes, I am not Mel Kiper. I think we touched a nerve there.
A little bit.
Yeah. So he gets on the plane. The guy's seat is next to him.
Oh.
They fly all the way to Boston. And he keeps – and it's the spring, just like now. Chris has got his draft stuff out. You are Mel Kiper. I'm not Mel Kiper. Does not say his name. You know, and just goes back to, you know, his stuff. And so they finally, you know, just about to land, and the guy looks over. I guess he finally got cell service, and he looks up the staff list, and he goes, oh, you're Chris Mortensen. He says, yes, I am. And he says, excuse me, but I'm leaving the plane. And he said, there's this guy in our box, you know. And he said, I just don't want him to sit next to me. It was just – but it's the only time I ever saw, you know, Chris is like, oh, this is – you know, just a little flustered, you know. It's like, but so I told him, I said, man, I will never call you Mel Kiper.
Yeah, that's probably a smart idea.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Te presentamos a Laura. Laura tiene muchos roles en su familia.
Mamá, esposa, maestra.
Y para prepararse para todos esos roles, Laura va a su Walmart.
Chofer nutricionista especialista en logística.
Ahí consigue vitaminas y medicinas para toda la familia.
Enfermera, doctora, paramédico.
Y ya que está ahí, también compra todos los ingredientes para la cena.
Chef personal, pastelera, malabarista.
Walmart tiene medicinas para la salud y bienestar de toda tu familia a precios bajos.
Consentidora, consejera, actriz de voz.
Bienvenido contable. A tu tienda para todo. Bienvenido a tu Walmart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.